Guy was awesome, as usual, on this trip. Normally, when you work with Samaritan's Purse, you pretty much know what you're going to do and where you're going to do it, and the time frame. I mean, they spell out everything for you. When you work with Calvary Chapel New Orleans, you really don't know what to expect, and they won't tell you till you get there. So, and sometimes it was a daily basis. We'd come in and Kevin would say, yeah, we're going to have you do this tomorrow. Okay. So God did some stretching with us on that part, but one of the really cool things that we did that God did through us is we got to build up the body of believers there, and that was actually very cool. The scripture that we read there, and I think is on the end of one of the videos, is Galatians 6, 8 through 10. Actually, we'll do 9 and 10. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers. So we actually got to help out the pastor and his family in Houma, Calvary Chapel Houma, actually called Grace Chapel Houma. We got to help out a pastor and his wife in St. Bernard, Calvary Chapel St. Bernard. And we did a community outreach for Calvary Chapel New Orleans, which was a lot more work than I ever thought it was going to be. It's about 12 straight hours of community events, so that was a lot of work. But, you know, we're kind of thinking, okay, we're not out doing some of the homeless stuff we thought we would do. We weren't, you know, necessarily with some of the elderly like we thought we'd do. But really, God had us there for a reason, and it was to strengthen the body of believers there, and we got to bless their churches. I think we worked with, three churches there, so it was very cool.